What about lettuce? If you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd ask for two or three...
Lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Or two or three what of lettuce?
Heads of lettuce.
Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Say someone has five heads of children?
No.
What about if someone had about 14 children? Let's say he really had a
bunch of kids.
Okay. Do you ever use the word tassel?
No.
What about the term right smart? Like say someone had about 1,000 acres of land. You say he had a right smart of land. Do you ever hear that?
Mm-mm.
And
what's the right smart? I mean, just to me, got me.
It just means, some people use the term just to mean a lot. You know, the right smart of this, or it rained a right smart.
Oh, they do? Where do they use this? I've never heard it.
It's pretty common, and I think with older people, a lot of times.
Have you heard it down here or not?
I haven't heard it down here.
No, I never heard of the words, those two words, right smart.
It might be in other areas of Texas, I'm not sure.
Maybe East Texas.
I know
a lot, like in we call here, I mean we say here, we have 6,000 acres, and in West Texas they use sections, which is 640 acres. They don't call them, you know, they say, well, he's got 50 sections or 30 sections. That doesn't say he's got 500 acres or 700 acres. They use the word sections. Anybody that you'll ask in West Texas, it will not tell you by the acres. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you by he's got 20 sections, 30 sections, or whatever. In a section, 640 acres, but that's the way they...
Are the ranches larger here or in East Texas?
They're probably a lot larger in West Texas because there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. In West Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Are they as productive?
No. No, you need quite a bit of acreage to
mm-hmm.
To equal the amount of carrying capacity that equals the capacity of the country in South Texas.
Mm-hmm. How many cattle can you have?
Oh, per acre? Well, it depends on the improvements on your land, but you can run it depends a lot on the land, but let's just say non-improved land, terrible land, or the worst, will run 25 acres to the cow. Now, let's say that you improved your country, really improved it, you can run one cow to every 10 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can almost cut it down to one cow, well, 10 acres, you know, one cow to every 8 acres, but that's with lots of improvements. That's about... most of the country is good, so let's just say any type of good country that's improved here, if you put $20 worth of working per $20 an acre, what it cost you, you can get your carrying capacity to, you can double your carrying capacity.
You cut all the mesquite?
Yeah, you come in with root plows and chains and discs and, you know, work it over. And it cost me $18 an acre to get it to where I want it to get it, and then all you need is the rain. But then you can spend $100 an acre, and if it doesn't rain, it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
So that's, but West Texas is terrible. I think the only thing I can grow in West Texas is lizards. I mean, that's the way I look at that country. It's really, to me, it's really non-productive.
So it's not that impressive to hear that someone has several thousand acres.
No, because he doesn't have much, really.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, like you say, it's not impressive. Because I don't know what they they say they run, over there they say, well, we run so many cows for each section.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way I have to figure it out is, you know, divide the cows into 640 acres, and then I know how many,
mm-hmm.
because we don't ever, you'll never hear anybody here use the word section. We know what section is because they use it in West Texas
mm-hmm.
Quite a bit. But, we have to figure out the carrying capacity, and sometimes it's surprising that they run 1 acre to each 50 acres or 60 acres.
Yeah,
the carrying capacity, yeah, it's terrible. In fact, like I say, that country's just, I think, good for lizards and snakes. That's about it. I mean, I think it's really non-productive country.
I guess that's very well populated.
No, it's not. It's not populated at all. Not where they did real good in they grow a lot, like Lubbock and Texas, under irrigation they do.
They grow what?
They grow corn and milo maize and cotton,
mm-hmm.
Wheat. The country that's under irrigation up there is good production country, but the one that isn't is pretty bad country.